Skyuka Hall is hosting a speaker series addressing the challenges of learning differences. The series runs from March through August with a variety of topics and speakers. In March and April, the focus is on positive behavior supports. I spoke with Ashley Moore, one of the teachers at Skyuka Hall. Skyuka Hall is a private school that specializes in working with students that have learning differences, and they may not be successful in a regular public education environment or even in a regular private school because they need more one-on-one, more direct work.
You know, we do have a 1-to-4 teacher to student ratio so that we are able to provide that individualized instruction to the very specific needs of each of those students in the classroom. And it's amazing how much those students are able to achieve outside of that traditional classroom setting when you break it down into a much smaller group, when you're able to meet the student at their very specific need, and then you're able to pace them at a pace that they can achieve goals. You know, because so often in a traditional classroom environment, they're moving forward and their pacing guide doesn't allow for, if this student is struggling, let's slow things down. They can't do that. They have so much information. They have to get it in a certain amount of time. We are able to tailor it to that student's need.
You're partnering with a lot of local organizations and educators to provide a speaker series that talks about the challenges of learning differences. And a lot of people would say learning disabilities. The focus at Skyuka Hall has always been focusing on it as learning differences, not disabilities. And the series that helps people identify and perhaps work with students, who is that aimed at?
Well, it's for parents, truly, and other educators that might be interested.
The speaker series will begin March 11th and continue in April, May, June, then August. And each evening that there is a speaker presenting, it covers a different topic that may be some of the issues the student is facing.
Certainly.
And definitely issues the parents and the teachers are facing dealing with children that have these differences. The first speaker evening is March 11th. It involves positive behavior supports as well as the one in April. And the topics include social interactions and thinking, which is a difference in the way these students react socially and a difference in the way they think. And also challenging behavior, which anybody who has spent any time with a child who may be ADD or ADHD, you see the challenges in behavior just to get them focused. What can we look for as far as some of the symptoms or indications of social interaction issues?
What you're going to see in the home is when the student or child is asked to do something, that getting that chore done is very difficult. Going from point A to point B, there becomes a lot of little steps in there that they get lost. And so that creates anxiety and frustration on both sides, parent and student, because the parent needs to see the chore being accomplished and that the child is doing what is being required of them. And for the child, it's very frustrating because it's not that they don't want to achieve the goal. It's not that they don't want to do what mom or dad has asked them to do. They just need more scaffolding to get that chore done. They need more structure to get them from point A to point B so that they can get the job done that has been required of them. So you'll see anxiety and you're going to see frustration. And sometimes if that continues without being addressed, that will go to other areas of problem behavior.
Everybody is faced with something at times that seems overwhelming and you just don't know where to start. A lot of these children that have these learning differences, you have to take it down to a much smaller scale. Something as simple as put the dishes in the dishwasher may be too much for them because
right. They
just can't break it down.
Right. And it becomes making that task much more simplistic. You, as a parent, have to realize this is my child that I've got to raise. This child is going to have to put more in to accomplishing a task, and so am I. And so sometimes it is standing there with your child and saying, put this plate in the first holder on the bottom rack of the dishwasher, and walking them through, because they just don't see that process. it's not that this is an unintelligent child. It's just getting from point A to point B. They need much more fine-tuned instruction to accomplish that task. Not that they can't accomplish it, but they need that scaffolding in place so that they can get that dish into the dishwasher at the right place.
A lot of times, children with these learning differences also have problems making and keeping friends. Social interactions are very awkward. Anyone who knows anything about autism understands that, but there are other learning differences that are not in the autism spectrum that have that same side effect.
What we absorb naturally in a conversation and those social cues that we experience with other people, they're not seeing those. They don't always get those. And so we have to help them see those social cues. One of the things that I do in my classroom is I have a student that social cues are hard. And rather than embarrassing that student all the time, I'll say, SQ. And that is his cue to know that I'm missing something socially that's going on and I need to tune in and figure out what that is. If the teacher's not answering my question immediately when I ask it, there's a reason for that. And rather than asking it another 15 times, I need to stop and wait and see what's going on around me as to why she's not answering that question. So we try to build that in. The series will try to help the parents do the same. You just have to tell them more about what's going on in those social interactions. We have to be faithful to explain more to them how to look at someone and read their expressions, how to listen to what they're saying and hear underneath the words that just because someone says something, they may not mean exactly those words because sometimes these students are very literal. And you have to move them past being very literal and help them see that there's some social nuances there. And hopefully in this series, we'll be able to share some tips with parents to be able to do the same at home.
On March 11th, Andrea Kirkman and Amy Thompson will address social interactions and thinking to support learners of all abilities in the school and home environment. Then on April 8th, the same speakers will address challenging behavior. All of the speaker events will take place at the Chattanooga Public Library on Broad Street in Chattanooga, beginning at 6 p.m. For more information, visit the web at www.skyukahall.org. That's skyukahall.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.